Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegray Wood called Augment, Don't Replace, Human in the Loop as an Ethical Stance, Not Just a Safety One.
And it starts with something a lot of business owners hear but don't really sit with, the idea that keeping a human in the loop is basically a safety feature.
Right, and Brett's argument is that framing sells the whole idea short.
Because if safety is the only reason, then the human sounds like a spell checker, a backstop for when the machine gets something wrong.
Exactly. And if that's all it is, the obvious goal becomes making the AI good enough that you no longer need the person. The human becomes a temporary cost you're trying to engineer away.
Which is a pretty uncomfortable place to end up.
It is. Every improvement in the model becomes a reason to pull another person out of the chain. Looks efficient on a spreadsheet, hollows the place out over time.
So what's the ethical framing instead?
It comes down to two things, accountability and keeping your team sharp. Someone should own the decision, and the work itself is how your people stay good at their jobs. Those reasons don't disappear when the model gets better.
That's the part that really shifts how you think about it. The safety argument moves as AI improves. The ethical one mostly doesn't.
Brett puts it plainly. The system did it is not an answer your customer will accept, nor should it be.
Let's talk about accountability, because I think that's where owners really feel it. What actually happens when the AI gets a decision wrong?
A person is accountable, always. And keeping a human in the loop makes that real, because there's a named person who looked at the work and said yes. Brett's point is that people are more careful about what they put their name to than about what an anonymous process produces.
He gives a concrete example from EasyTrack, which is one of his own businesses. AI can draft a tenant notice or pull together the numbers for a landlord update, but a person signs it off before it goes to the customer.
The draft saves hours. The sign-off keeps someone accountable for what reaches the client.
That's a pretty clean model for it. The machine does the grind. The person owns the call.
Now, I'd push back the way I think an owner will push back. If a human reviews everything, doesn't that just slow you down and defeat the point?
That's exactly what Brett addresses. His answer is to draw the line by consequence, not by task.
Meaning, sort your work by what happens if it goes wrong. A blog draft that nobody publishes without reading? The human gate is already there at publish time. An internal summary of yesterday's orders? Low stakes. Let it go.
But a price quote to a customer, a legal notice, money leaving the account, a reply to someone who's already angry?
Those get a human gate, every time, no exceptions. The skill is putting the human where the stakes are highest and trusting the machine where they're not.
And he says that line isn't a fixed list you copy from somewhere. It's a judgment you make about your own business.
Which is exactly the judgment an owner should be making rather than outsourcing to whoever sold them the software.
So let's talk about what augmenting actually looks like versus just replacing people with AI.
Augmenting hands over the grind and keeps the judgment. The AI takes the repetitive drafting, sorting, chasing. Your people spend their time on the calls that need a brain and a conscience, and they get better at those calls because that's where their attention now goes.
Whereas replacing says the person was a cost and the machine is cheaper. Done.
And there's a practical problem with that. The person reviewing the AI's output is learning what the AI is good at and where it slips. Pull the people out entirely and you lose that feedback.
You lose the people who understood why things were done a certain way, and when something unusual happens,
which it always does,
you want those people still in the room.
There's one more thing in the article worth flagging. Brett says be clear, up front, about which gates are there for safety and which are there on principle. Because if you mix them up, you'll quietly erode the principled ones the moment the tech looks good enough.
And you only notice what you lost much later. That one sat with me.
A redundancy letter still needs a human. A furious customer still deserves a person. The reason was never that the AI might be wrong. The reason is about who we want making that call.
So the action this week, look at the decisions in your business that carry real weight. Pricing, legal notices, client complaints, money going out the door. Ask whether there's a named person who has to say yes before any of those move.
And if the answer is no for any of them, that's your first gate to build. Not because the AI will get it wrong, because someone should be accountable.
The full article is at anabu.ai, and it's worth reading in full. Brett goes deeper on where exactly to set those gates.
And if you want a practical look at where AI fits in your own business, which tasks it can take off your plate, and which decisions should keep a person firmly in the loop, Brett offers a free AI audit. No pitch, no jargon. Find it at anabu.ai.